Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Because you're going to be among them. And after a while, when you realize that the words don't influence you no more, you're not threatened by what they do or what they don't do. Them demons that be working through them. Hello? How many know sometimes demons work through people? Demons work through saved people. Can I get a real witness here? That way your heart got to really be right with God. Because the devil will use saved folk. Somebody looking at me like he used you. Sometimes, no, seriously, I don't mean this facetiously, but sometimes, due to trauma, due to different things, sometimes a person through a long illness can pick up a bad spirit. And not just an illness, due to just trauma or something. That's why you got to guard your heart. That's why you got to keep a praise on your lips, because you can go through some stuff, and before you know it, you done picked up something. Sometimes people have, I call it a little man syndrome. And this is nothing against short people. maybe I need to rephrase that, you know. But that's what we call a little man, you know, because a little guy, to survive, has to do more. He has to prove himself all the time. And sometimes they're the most angry ones. Not all the time. In a group, they may be the toughest, but they're the most angry. They'll do you harm. Can I use that phrase? This is not against a little person syndrome. They older than you, but they always been talked about. They always been criticized, so they develop something. And sometimes in their developing, sometimes they let in the enemy. Amen. Yes. And now when you hear them talk, it's like, oh, you got to guard yourself. What are you talking about? He don't even know me that well. But you recognize. Yes. How many know what I'm talking about here? Yes. Be discerning. We ain't judging. If that person is saved or not saved, pray for them. Amen. Learn how to maneuver, because you are among scorpions, briars, thorns. How many know thorns will stick you? Yes. I got a bunch of plants out on one side of my house, and I inadvertently planted something that got thorns all over it. All the rest of them are all right. But every now and then I forget that one got thorns. Even though I got gloves on, I say, oh, thorns. Got to handle it real softly. Walk around it, you know that it's there, waiting for me. Briars, scorpions. Scorpions have a sting. But the word says we will tread upon serpents and scorpions. But still, if they sting you, they ain't, you know, God ain't gonna let it kick, but it'll still hurt. It'll still cause you some unnecessary pain. Amen? So recognize that. Recognize. Exodus 16:35. And the children of Israel did eat manna 40 years until they came to a land inhabited. They did eat manna until they came unto the borders of the land of Canaan, or the land of promise. When the manna ceases, understand you've entered in to the promise. The land of your promise. Everything may not be in a row, aligned, ordered just yet, but you've entered in. And God's going to give you more and more clarity as to where he's taking you. But there must be a continued surrender. It involves humility. Amen. Not just ambition. As a matter of fact, ambition in the carnal sense knows no father, knows no authority. It's going to do no matter what because God said. Jesus didn't even say that. They asked Jesus once, they said, where do you get this authority? Jesus didn't say God. He was like a God. No, he answered that question with a question. He said, let me ask you a question. He said, John, was he sent of God or was he sent by men? And he said, give us a minute. They huddled up and they said, listen, there's a mob of people out here. If we say man sent them, these folks are throwing us to death. If we say God sent them, then we're wrong. We done give him the... They came back and said, we cannot tell. Look at Jesus' wisdom. He said, neither tell I you. But in essence, what he was doing, he was pointing at John. Where do I get my authority? From John. John was the forerunner. John was the forerunner. When he went to get baptized, John said, listen, no, I'm not going to baptize you. You baptize me. You're the one. He said, no, John, suffer it. Because I came under your authority. Baptize me so all righteousness may be fulfilled. So even Jesus himself submitted himself to the authority of John. And here you are, a lone ranger. Not lone ranger, a sitting duck. Because just about when you're about to break through, the devil's waiting. Pew! And that's why you get to the brink of your Jordan and your promised land and always get pushed back. Because there's no submission. Ambition in that sense, the carnal sense, knows no authority, receives no protocol. God does everything in order. Even chaos that looks like chaos has an order from God. When things look confused, God is still in order. Why is it important? To protect you. Eve, let me say it this way. Since it's Valentine week. Have you ever thought about it this way? She stepped out from under a covering. The devil was talking to her. Should have been talking to Adam. But he knew he couldn't penetrate Adam. Adam had the command. So I'll get the next best thing. And I'll deceive. See, when you get out from under covering, you're susceptible to deception. I'm not talking about somebody controlling your life. Spirit of God should control your life. If he's truly in control of your life, there's a protocol that you walk in. There's someone you are submitted to. There's someone you are accountable to. Me and Jesus. Well, how are you part of the body? A hand that's disconnected from the body has no life. Well, I'm the hand. Well, where the hand at? And a hand that can't move. Or a foot that can't move. Ain't no blood flowing from the head to the foot. We're part of a body. He's the head. We are the members. And the hand can't say, I don't need those feet. You can't say you don't need your fingernails or your toenails. You do. And the weaker members are given the more... They're given the more attention. The more uncomely and the weaker members. But we're part of a body. Hello? I know that's talking to some of y'all because I can feel you. But amen, let it talk to you. Because there's a destiny on your life. And there's a way that God wants to fulfill it. Not 30-fold, not 60-fold, 100-fold. Amen. That's what he's raising up in these last days. That's why the glory is returning, a return from glory to glory. There's a greater glory that awaits you. Yes, it is. There's a much greater glory. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 7. Yea, the stork in the heaven knows her appointed times, and the turtle and the crane and the swallow observe the time of their coming, but my people know not the judgment of the Lord. What is he saying? Birds that migrate, they know the seasons. You know, in the north, you're not going to find certain birds at a certain time. And they ain't leaving at the last minute either. They already know. They're gone. You'll find probably the little gray birds, the little birds that thrive in winter. But certain birds, they migrate. They know the times. They know when the season is about to change. And if they stay there, they'll die. Tell somebody, you got to know when to migrate. You got to know when to change. You got to know when to yield to God. See, it's not about you making the change. It's about you yielding to God who will make the change. You learn to trust him. The stork, the swallow, they know the time of migration. They know their time of appointment. My people must have this same judgment. Tell somebody, we're going from glory to a greater glory. Ecclesiastes 3. We're almost there. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1. Some are acquainted with these. Let me say, I was about to use the word familiar. I'm going to try. Lucifer. I'm going to eliminate that from my vocabulary. Familiar. Familiarity. A familiar spirit. And I'm going to teach on this. Lord really put in my spirit this morning, early this morning. A familiar spirit is a doorway to other spirits.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine. Higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.